Going further, there's more that's needed to gain an understanding of the path and what lays before one self, some of the aspects of traveling upon the path, and a lot of the attitudes and conditions and the conditioning that one has that gets in the way. And these can be discussed and learned through conversation, through attending different classes, also through reading and contemplation. And there's a lot of material that's out there that's given for this purpose. A lot of the outer work and explanation of what takes place within the spiritual path and process. So there are writings that are older, especially some out of the Sufi work, which delineate the stages and steps that one might go through, and the steps and stages of realization that are open to a person. In addition, there's much that's written, again, through the Sufi teachings by people like Idris Shah, who discusses through several of his books, including Learning How to Learn, Knowing How to Know, The Conditioned Self, many of the attitudes that people have toward learning, toward the path, toward teachings, toward teachers, whether they are true guides or not, mistaken, through the conditioning of different organizations and the crystallization. All of this is beneficial to assess and at least familiarize yourself with as you go a little bit further, and you can use them as reflections upon yourself. There's more that's written through the work of Inayat Khan in the message volumes, in which would be good to explore getting a greater sense of the path and what's traveled and what is required of one to go from step to step and station to station and level to level. And if you wish to truly place yourself toward this in a realistic manner, and from the Zen perspective, Philip Kaplow has brought out through some of his works, including Zen Dawn in the West, and one of his other writings, I forget which one, one of his famous ones, and he discusses the path of realization through the Zen tradition. Papa Swami Ram Dass, through the Hindu, has also expressed this, and you can find it in many other traditions also. And by reading these, you get an attuning to it, feeling your way. You get a sense of what is needed to go further and whether you wish to move in that direction. And you also get a sense and feeling of some of the different approaches and ones that may harmonize with your condition, with your personality. It's upon this that you lean and rest and feel and you move toward. Again, recognizing that the true guide will dispel some of these misconceptions, and that what seems like wonderful harmony may indeed be drawing you to the next step only to get battered and smacked and say, well, you got to the door here, but now you're being foolish about it and you've got to adjust, and it may not be at all as you consider or what you like. Indeed, you do find that you give up lots of things that you so-called like until all your likes are everything, include all things. All your desires are given away, and that the only desire is to be and give and do and to harmonize, to live as that unity and fulfill your own life in the smaller and the larger sense, until you're doing what needs to be done, as it needs to be done, in the condition it needs that is correct, and what is correct is for you and the outer and the inner as they come together. And these are things that one should recognize as much as you can on the stepping toward the path, whether that is whether you really want to do that or not, because the further you go, the more you open the way, open the door to have this take place. And if you don't want to do it, which is your choice, and perfectly fine if you don't want to, but it will be a hindrance to you, and it will become a block that you can't go through, you can't progress any further until you actually let go of those aspirations which hinder or get in the way or move away from that unity of being. And this is more of how most people live within this world, so you have to be willing as part of the process to let go of this. Next question is becomes, and how do you go further when you finally decide, yes, I'm willing to give this a shot, give it a try, and put myself toward the real? This becomes the topic for the next little talk.